The Sicha I'm teaching tonight is a Sicha on Chelek Yudaled Parsha Azino Beis. It's Yusud on a Chabrenger of the Rebbe, Chagashvuas and Parshas Nosset Tavshin Lamed. The Rebbe is a Shtafus and Kinnas HaTorah, where the Rebbe has a big Kama Chidushim, among the Ikka Chidush about women learning Torah and why they make a bracha, and also a Hezbe in Hefzik. And I will try a little bit to explain the unbelievable chiddush in the Rebbe's answer. The Sicha begins as follows. There's a Gemara. The Gemara brings down Menayin lebrichas haTorah lefonem haTorah. How do we know that brichas haTorah is men haTorah? Meaning we know that all brachas usually are midrabbanan. Benching is midaraisa, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. What about birchas haTorah? Is it in a Torah or not? The Gemara brings a pasuk and says, yes, kishem Hashem ekra, when you mention Hashem's name, that's the pasuk way of learning. Havugoydil alekeinu, I will give greatness to the Eibishter. And it means that I will make a bracha, I will pronounce Hashem's name. From this pasuk, we derive that it's Ben HaTorah. And others, the Ramban brings down, it's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is to make a bracha before one learns. Says the Rebbe, the fact that this bracha, there's a special limud to learn in Torah, it's mashma that it's different than other mitzvahs. Meaning other mitzvahs, you can say, is thanking the Eibishter for the good, for the kindness of coming to this day. However, brichas haTorah is much more than that. Your mamash making a bracha in the Eibishter's Torah, and you see this in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, where the Alter Rebbe brings down in Erech Chaim Simem Zayin that a person when he learns Torah he should see it that it's kli chemda shachich baruch hu. It's the Eibishter's beautiful chemda, Shachach Baruch Hu Mishtasheya. The Eibishter plays with the Torah every single day, and it's really the Eibishter's personal excitement. So it's not even like a mitzvah, but it's more like Birchas Hanenin. You have Hanah, that you are actually having the pleasure, the same way like the Eibishter has the pleasure. It's a whole different idea of the Torah. And meaning so, understanding that the bracha is a special bracha. It's not a regular bracha. It's a bracha we're excited that the Eibishter gave us the Torah. So here comes the question, says the Rebbe, if so, then why does the Alter Rebbe paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Alter Rebbe says, the Noshim, what's the reason why women make the bracha on Torah? Says the Alter Rebbe, the reason is because they're learning also mitzvahs ha'eich la'soyson, Shehemus Ares Behem Kan Noshim. To me, just like men have 630 mitzvahs, there are halachas applicable to women, and that women have to learn. So they too also have the mila of making, of learning Torah, and have the reason for that to make the bracha on Torah. The Rakasha, the Rebbe asks, if so, why do we give that reason? L'chayra. If the idea of Brichas HaTorah is not because of some detailed reason, why do we have to say it's not the other word, but Ka'anashim, it's like men, they also have a Chiyuv. Women are excited, the Eibishter gave us the Torah. The excitement goes the same way like men, that the Eibishter gave us the Torah, which is a special gift to Klal Yisrael. So if that's the main reason why we make Brichas HaTorah, because look in the Gemara, that's the reason why the bracha is not the Rabbanon, it's the Raisa. Which means that it's mamash ben haTorah, that the bracha is from the Eibishter. So why give a reason which is secondary and give the main reason, which also both is the real reason and also creates a reason for women to make a bracha without giving any more explanations of why women are mechoyev. To understand that, there's another kasha. And the kasha is as follows. Why bechlal do we say a bracha on limud haTorah in the morning? L'chayra, we should say the bracha before we learn, just like before we eat, before we do a mitzvah, we say the bracha. If you want to say the bracha is an etzem ha-tayra, so then say the bracha once in a lifetime, once a year, something unique and special. All the bracha is for the maisa ha-tayra, then say the bracha before you do the action. But what is this idea of every day? And Shulchan Aruch says, we say a bracha every day. And even if somebody, that at one point is, once a day, and even if you make a hefsek b'emsa. And our Tanakh brings down this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It is a Rechayim Simon, the same Simon we have, a Rechayim of Simon Mem Zayin. Our Tanakh says, in the same Simon he brings down, two opinions, it's a lot of Siv Zayin. Number one, opinion one is that a person makes the bracha once in the morning. And even Vorens, he makes aware a kasha, a question. Why then, l'chair is a hefsek? When a person goes out in the washroom or to the bathhouse, it's a hefsek. Says the Alter Rebbe, we do it once in the morning because it's not considered a real hefsek, because immediately he is going to go back to learn in his mind, it's burning to him. The second he is there, when he finishes those side needs, he's going to go back to learn. Unless it's kavua, it's permanent, that is a different story. Because if a person sleeps permanently or does something which is a real hefsek, that's a problem. An example is that at nighttime, when you sleep through a night, that's called a real hefsek. But the regular hefsek, you're still on mind of learning Torah. And then the Alter Rebbe says, "V'yesh shomrim," that those who say no, that you make a bracha once a day, even if one sleeps all the day, because the bracha was made in the morning. And here comes a very obvious question. There are other mitzvahs which we find that you go in a bathhouse and you go into a washroom, you would say a new bracha. Why a different entire? What's an example of another mitzvah? Like tefillin. Tefillin, it says, a person that is wearing tefillin, and he takes it off, and he goes into a bathhouse, Shulchan Aruch paskins, Hilchos Tefillin, Simon Chafei, that a person has to go and make a new bracha, even though, and Alter Rebbe even mentions this point, that even though while you're in the bathhouse, you could think of maybe wearing tefillin afterwards, which is the same point he mentioned in Torah, no. The point is, you cannot in a bathhouse wear tefillin. And that is why you cannot say a bracha. So, l'chaira, if that's the case, why is Torah different? Why by Torah, we are not worried that a person l'chaira in a bathhouse can't learn? Now, you may say that he's connected to learning. It's not so. The halacha is, you're not allowed to talk divrei Torah, but not even think divrei Torah. When you are in these kind of places, you got to be totally separated from learning. So in L'chaira, why is there a difference than in tefillin? Now let's understand tefillin. The Sikha continues, that was said about tefillin, we know the halacha is, that tefillin, they discuss Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas means your mind has to be focused. And it's interesting, he brings the halacha, you have to be focused and think about tefillin. And he says, there's a Kal V'Chomer analogy from Tzitz. By Tzitz, when the Kohen wore the plate on his forehead, the halacha is that the whole time he has to think about the Tzitz and the Hayal Mitzchah Tomid, that a person has to always remember the Eibushet at all times. So same thing with tefillin also, you have to mention have to think the whole time about the Eibushet. However, in this halacha, Alter Rebbe elaborates and says, by tefillin, what is called a hefsek not thinking, if you have something like schoik, laughter, kalas roish, being lightheaded, frivolous. However, if a person is actually just not thinking about tefillin, it's not considered a hefsek. Here comes another question. If you're comparing tefillin to tzitz, we know that even not thinking about the tzitz for a moment is called a hefsek. So l'chaira tefillin should be the same idea like tzitz. Why do you make a distinction with tefillin and tzitz? If that's your analogy, where you derive from, shouldn't you think of tefillin all times? And the question is, why would it be different? And from the Alter Rebbe, it's clearly mashma that is called that tefillin. You're not allowed to be masiach das, but he called masiach das something which is like schoik halas reish. It should be everything. To explain, so now we have three differences. We have as follows: we have tefillin, Torah, and sitz. Torah, I know all the Torah. It says that all times it's not considered a hefsek. You can go to a bathhouse, a bathroom, and you still don't make a new bracha after you go out. Tefillin is different. Tefillin, the halacha is that a person goes to a bathhouse and or a person goes to needs. The halacha is that a person then will have to say a new bracha. Also by tefillin, the idea is that if you have schoik and kalas rosh, it's also a problem by tefillin. But it's different. It didn't have sick. Sitz, the halacha is that sitz, you have to think about it all times, and otherwise it's a hefsek. So you have three categories in hefsek. To explain this, and to give it a little hesber, for able us to understand the unbelievable chiddush of the Rebbe, I would like to share an explanation in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. And we're now coming to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which we know the halacha is as follows. The din is when you are sitting in the sukkah and you say a bracha leishavah sukkah and you eat the kazayas and you eat a kabetza, which is an ounce of food, you are then makayim mitzvah sukkah. Shulchan Aruch brings down that you can sit in your sukkah the whole time and talk and do other things, and it's all part of the original bracha leishavah sukkah. The halacha goes even further. If you walk out of your sukkah and you didn't make a hefsek, the more than a lashon is, shah or shtayim, an hour and two, you're still considered, and it's as part of your original bracha, and you would not make a new bracha, leishavah sukkah. Then in the following halacha, says the Alter Rebbe, but if you go to a friend's sukkah, a different sukkah, you would say a new bracha. Because now it's a new mitzvah. Now, there's an obvious question here. We find similar halachas, but other things that's not so. When it comes to bedikas chametz, what is the din? That a person, it says, bracha achas yachal livdai kamabatim. A person can use the one bracha. He can check his house, his next door, his house, his chabad house, his business, all with the original bracha. Are you going to a new house? Are you walking into another house which the chayrus should be a hefsek? So why here by bedikas chametz we say one bracha for many houses, and by sukkah we say that it's each sukkah is a new bracha. And the explanation I want to share is as follows: the Alter Rebbe brings a very interesting din, and this will shed a little light in this matter. In Siman Reish Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph. Now the Rebbe says like this: if let's say you are planning to eat a bunch of apples, and you take one apple and hold it, and make a bracha, bari priya eitz, and then as you finish the bracha, you drop the apple. Now the question is, do you say a new bracha or not? The Rebbe brings down as follows. The first opinion says, you say a new bracha. Your apple you are holding is gone, and you would say a new bracha on the other apple. Alter Rebbe says then, v'yesh ayin lo. When you said a bracha, you may have been holding that one apple, but ultimately, your bracha was for all the apples. And in Mela, your first apple is gone, eat the second apple, and you do not say a new bracha. What is explanation? To explain this a little clearer, the Alter Rebbe is bringing the Rishonim, the two opinions like this. The first opinion holds, when you eat other fruit, and it's included in the first bracha, what does it mean? The bracha readers go on the original food, but the original food has the power to be might see the other foods. So when I make a bracha on the apple, it's going on the first apple, but I continue on the other apples, in a way of, it's geirer, it's greater, it's different ways how to explain it, but the bracha really is it included the first apple as the base and it has power to include the other apples. The other opinion says no. When you plan to eat all those apples, you're chila making the bracha on all the apples. And all the apples are included in your original bracha. Now let's understand how this works by mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, when we say a bracha on a mitzvah, is it on the original mitzvah or is it on a whole thing? And let me explain the question. I'll explain the question in the form of sukkah versus b'dikas chametz. By sukkah, when you say a bracha on a sukkah and you eat a kabetza in a sukkah, you fulfill the mitzvah. And you already yotza mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And the bracha of leishav a sukkah goes to the first kabetza. However, there's a din that you can now include the other apples, meaning the continuation, the sukkah, based on the original bracha. So as long as you sit in your original sukkah, you've included that in your original bracha, and in Mela, you have then the right to stay in on the original bracha. But you really finished the mitzvah. If you walk out of the sukkah ready, which that's a real hefsek, so then it's not so ready. Because then already, you have now created a new situation that your original bracha is not there because it's a little hefsek. Something was an obstruction. For a few moments now, you were not in a concept of going back to your own sukkah. You left your own sukkah. And that's why you would say a new bracha. Bedikas chametz is different. Bedikas chametz, what is the din bedikas chametz? We know that the bedikas chametz is, the halacha is, you got to check your house. And you have a chiyuv to check the entire house. And I'll explain this in the way that the Rebbe says in the end of Shulchan Aruch, he brings down a whole explanation based on Siman Taf Lamed Beis, where we know the Balabas makes a bracha, and in that bracha, he is also, it says in Shulchan Aruch, V'yamed b'nei beisa, his household stands around, and they listen to the bracha. Which, you know, some mitzvahs, you have a person making their own bracha, some mitzvahs, you have Barayv Am, like Shofar and Shul, or like Megillah, and because chametz also, even though it's in a house, and everyone's going to check their own room, you still have the head of the household saying the bracha. Why is that the case? Says the Alter Rebbe, because ultimately, when the Balabas, till he finished checking the house, he has the chiyuv. The whole mitzvah is on the Balabayas, and he hasn't absolved himself from the chiyuv till the whole house was checked. He may have shluchim helping him. It's not like he's doing the first room and then he's done the mitzvah and then he's continuing on the original bracha. His mitzvah has not finished. The bracha hasn't finished the bracha of b'dikas chametz till he checked the entire house. And standing this point, the same thing also here by b'dikas chametz. When you go to many other rooms, it's not a hefsek because it's all part of your original bracha of checking other rooms. This idea, you can explain this in many, many halachas. I'll give you an example when it comes to the idea of tzitzis, where it says in Shulchan Aruch by tzitzis, if you wear tzitzis at a home and you put a new one in shul, you say a new bracha, and Akiva Eger and the Chiddush Agra go into a question, why do you say a new bracha, l'chayra, because chametz, you don't say a new bracha, but the same analogy, because the reason is, there the mitzvah finished when you wore it in your house. Also at Kiyas Shofar, it's discussed the question if a hefsek is a problem or not. If you're looking at the Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, as we come to Rosh Hashanah now, also this discussion. But the bottom line is that there are mitzvahs which we have intention. It goes for the entire completion of the mitzvah, and you're still involved with the mitzvah, and there are mitzvahs where basically you finished once you completed. And now understanding this, we can explain a little bit this Hezbollah that ever goes and explains in Ayis Dalet. He says by tefillin, there's two mitzvahs. There's the hanachas tefillin, putting on. There's also the kavonas hamitzvah, to meshabed your mind. Now, once a person, it's also part of the mitzvah. So, and you have to have your mind always tied to the tefillin. However, because you put the tefillin originally, and it's on you, it continues. It's on you. And kol zman, you have the tefillin on you, it's not considered a hesach hadas for tefillin. Because your tefillin is on you, and you, at all points, you're connected to the tefillin. But let's say, even though, l'chayra, you take your mind off for a little bit. Take your mind off. But you still, the bottom line is, the original tefillin's on you, and it has the power to greater to continue on, as long as it's on you, to be included in the first bracha. But when a person takes it off already, and he can't also think the tefillin, so now what's the included? He doesn't have it on. He made a real hefsek. In a way, it's like sukkah. He walked out to a new sukkah, and you would say a new bracha. And that is why by tefillin you say a new bracha. Now, let's understand tzitz. Why by tzitz you have to think about tzitz at all times? Tzitz is a little different. By tzitz, you have to actually, it's kapara. A carbon has to be proactive at all times. It's not the pshat you can make a carbon once and it continues for later. Atonement means every second of a kapara is atoned for something. So at all times, you have to have an energy for atonement to always think about tzitz. So that is why, even though he compares in a certain aspect, tefillin from tzitz, the idea that it has this idea of the continuous idea that a person has to always have it and think about tefillin to bring out that nekuda, there is still a difference in the concept of tzitz. Now let's understand by Torah. And here comes the chiddush that it has with the Rebbe. By Torah, the idea is like this. That the Rebbe brings two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. When one makes a birchas Torah, does one have to learn right away? Opinion number one says you don't have to learn right away. And he explains, it's not like birchas HaMitzvahs, because birchas HaMitzvahs, you can do it any time. But Talmud Torah, you can't do any time. Mitzvahs you can choose this time or that time. And it's a timing thing. Torah, every second you got to learn. So really, the second you made the bracha, you have already a chiyuv. So you don't have to physically learn. You have to learn. So it's like you learned, and the bracha is called right away. And the Rebbe says that those who argue, and the way the Rebbe explains to those who argue, say that it's not like they don't argue that Torah is an all-time obligation. They also say they hold that a person should right away learn just to be machmir, do the right way. Like many mitzvahs, you should right away do the action right away. But l'chol hadeis, the svara of the Rebbe, that Torah you have a continuous obligation, it is there. So that's why a person doesn't need das the whole day to learn. Because every second is obligated. It's like b'dikas chametz, that till you have checked your entire house, you haven't done the mitzvah of b'dikas chametz. Till you haven't gone through a day, and every free second you haven't learned, you haven't done the mitzvah of Torah. So you're never done with Torah. So even though a person has an intermission in between, it's different. The intermission is only there because you have a small obstacle. The second obstacle is gone, you're right away back to your learning. By tefillin, the person, Taka, finished the tefillin. He just continues on because he has a tefillin on him. So it helps him to have to continue on from the original mitzvah. And even though when his das is not there, because it's on him. By Torah, it's different. By Torah, you have every second a chiyuv. Because you have every second a chiyuv, you are really connected to bracha. And the bracha is not over till you finished. And now the Rebbe explains. With this we can understand why the Alter Rebbe brings down that women make the bracha, brichas HaTorah, because they're obligated to learn. Because if you would say the reason is because the excited of the Etzem HaTorah, then they should make a bracha each time. Because wherever they learn, they're excited. Or once a lifetime, but not the way the Alter Rebbe learns. Alter Rebbe says the reason is they make a bracha once a day. Once a day means because the idea is that because they're connected to the learning. So ultimately, he wants to bring out the same halacha of a woman like men. That they have every opportunity they have where they can learn the halachas, which are relevant to them. Till they know the halachas, they're not finished with learning Torah. So that's why he brings this reason to explain why they say a bracha once in the morning and not the whole day. I, lefizeh, asked the Rebbe, then according to the opinion which says the reason we say the bracha in the morning because it's brachas in the morning, but not because we say like one bracha every day. So l'chayr is nothing connected to this idea. And it's connected to because it's part of brachas. Just like we say a bracha of asali kotsarki, just like the kafufim, the same way we say a bracha brachas atayra, but not a bracha because of connected to learning. Explain to that, but not so. Even that, why do you say a bracha once a day? Most things. Because you start the day in the morning with Zoyka Kefufim, you prepare Ivrim, and it goes through the day. So Torah is the same idea. You start the bracha in the morning, and it transcends and carries you through the day. Al Kaponim says that in the end, that's why the lacha is that women are obligated to say the bracha because they have to learn the halachas, and that is the reason why Al Kaponim brings this reason. So this is obviously a chiddush to explain why the Alter Rebbe brings this reason. But also, you see a beautiful hesba in the whole idea of hefsek. And the Rebbe explains the difference between Torah and Tefillin and Sitz. There's different mitzvahs. There's kapara by carbon, which there you have to be continuously involved. By Tefillin, you are semi-involved, but ultimately it's connected to the original Tefillin, and that's why it's hefsek will be a problem by Torah, because you're always involved, a hefsek wouldn't be a problem throughout the entire day.